Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
Supreme Court gives words of caution to high courts in quashing criminal proceedings. Supreme Court recently in one of the classic decision has collected below decisions and reminded high courts, court must be careful to see that its decision in exercise of this power is based on sound principles. The inherent power should not be exercised to stifle a legitimate prosecution. The High Court, being the highest court of a state, should normally refrain from giving a prima facie decision in a case where the entire facts are incomplete and hazy, more so, when the evidence has not been collected and produced before the court and the issues involved, whether factual or legal, are of magnitude and cannot be seen in their true perspective without sufficient material. It would not be proper for the High Court to analyze the case of the complainant in the light of all probabilities in order to determine whether a conviction would be sustainable and on such premises, arrive at a conclusion that the proceedings are to be quashed. It would be erroneous to assess the material before it and conclude that the complaint cannot be proceeded with. In proceedings instituted on complaint, exercise of the inherent powers to quash the proceedings is called for only in a case where the complaint does not disclose any offense or is frivolous, vexatious or oppressive. If the allegations set out in the complaint do not constitute the offense of which cognizance has been taken by the magistrate, it is open to the High Court to quash the same in exercise of the inherent powers under Section 482 of the Code. It is not, however, necessary that there should be meticulous analysis of the case before the trial to find out whether the case would end in conviction or acquittal. The complaint has to be read as a whole. If it appears that on consideration of the allegations in the light of the statement made on oath of the complainant that the ingredients of the offense or offenses are disclosed and there is no material to show that the complaint is mollified, frivolous or vexatious, in that event there would be no justification for interference by the High Court. When an information is lodged at the police station and an offense is registered, then the mollifieds of the informant would be of secondary importance. It is the material collected during the investigation and evidence led in the court which decides the fate of the accused person. The allegations of mollifieds against the informant are of no consequence and cannot by itself be the basis for quashing the proceedings. These aspects were also highlighted in State of Karnataka v. M. Devendrappa 2002-3, SCC 89. Supreme Court in Pepsi Foods Limited and A&R. Versus Special Judicial Magistrate and Ors. 1998, 5 SCC 749 held, summoning of an accused in a criminal case is a serious matter. Criminal law cannot be set into motion as a matter of course. It is not that the complainant has to bring only two witnesses to support his allegations in the complaint to have the criminal law set into motion. The order of the magistrate summoning the accused must reflect that he has applied his mind to the facts of the case and the law applicable thereto. He has to examine the nature of allegations made in the complaint and the evidence both oral and documentary in support thereof, and would that be sufficient for the complainant to succeed in bringing charge home to the accused. It is not that the magistrate is a silent spectator at the time of recording of preliminary evidence before summoning of the accused. The magistrate has to carefully scrutinize the evidence brought on record and may even himself put questions to the complainant and his witnesses to elicit answers to find out the truthfulness of the allegations or otherwise, and then examine if any offense is prima facie committed by all or any of the accused. Supreme Court again in Janata Dal v. H.S. Chowdhury and others 1992, 4 SCC 305 observed that in what circumstances the inherent power should be exercised, the criminal courts are clothed with inherent power to make such orders as may be necessary for the ends of justice. Such power, though unrestricted and undefined, should not be capriciously or arbitrarily exercised, but should be exercised in appropriate cases, ex debito justitia, to do real and substantial justice for the administration of which alone the courts exist. The powers possessed by the High Court under Section 482 of the Code are very wide, and the very plenitude of the power requires great caution in its exercise. Courts must be careful to see that its decision in exercise of this power is based on sound principles. The decision in Central Bureau of Investigation, SPE, CUX, New Delhi v. Duncan's Agro Industries Limited, Calcutta.